Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You sumbitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. All power to the people, and in specific, black power to black people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells and the pitfalls of North America. As always, as I do, I count this a privilege. I count this an honor. I count this a joy to be able to talk to you and to be able to organize with you and to be able to come to you in your homes and in your cars and wherever you may be with your daily lives from this most revolutionary radio show that we call Black Power Radio, the most hard-hitting, most revolutionary, in my estimation, most uncompromising, warrior-like, African-rooted radio show to be found anywhere in the hells and smells of North America, and as I search the landscape, even across the globe. It's my honor to come to you on behalf of our God of our forefathers and foremothers, giving honor to that great God of our forefathers and foremothers that answers to many different names, but we know and we recognize that all of those names rightly belong to that black God and rightly belong to our people who are from that divine regenerative force and creator of the universe and the world that we live in. And so with the balance, the proper balance, we know that there is no God without the goddess. And so we give thanks to that great mother of the universe that gave birth to all of our people, giving thanks to our ancestors. For the list, of course, is too long to name, but we give thanks to every one of our ancestors trying to find ourselves worthy to carry on in their name and to carry on in their legacy, to carry on in the great work and tradition of our people that know no compromise, that know that sky is the limit for our growth, our success, and our continued liberation fight and liberation struggle. We give thanks for every single freedom fighter and warrior, no matter the organization. We ain't set tripping, or we're not set tripping over here. We give thanks for every single organization, and we give thanks for all of you whose efforts have helped to advance us closer to that goal line called freedom. So we thank all of the freedom fighters, male and female, who have given us a glimpse of what freedom fighting is like and what struggle is like. We give thanks for every regiment of the Panther, every regiment that has carried that title of Panther, starting not only here in America, but starting there in Africa, in our mother continent, for those tribes that their symbol was the panther, and they fought and resisted wrong and resisted evil and oppression with their symbol as the panther. And giving thanks to the formations and the regiments that popped up here in the hills of North America, Lowndes County, Alabama, San Francisco, Oakland, California, New York City number one, New York number two, all throughout the Midwest, all throughout the South, and even the North. We're giving thanks and we're thankful on tonight for this Black Power Radio. And we say Black Power again to you listening. We greet you with the ancient greetings of peace. We say Hotep. We say Assalamu Alaikum. We say Shalom, Shalom. We say peace to the gods and peace to the earth. We say in the spirit of a beautiful, bald, bold black man, the Black Power General, in whom spirit the new Black Panther Party comes to you in, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, we say black laws for all black people. And we give thanks for our national chairman on the scene today, who is working hard, double time, overtime, and triple time to make sure that the mission of this new Black Panther Party is not confused in any media hype, and that it's not confused in any media backdrop, and that it's not confused by haters and agents and provocateurs who would like you to do nothing more than to stay away from us, knowing that we are out here on the front lines on every issue concerning our people, to organize our people for justice and true revolutionary change. As Minister Malcolm X said, that if you stick a knife in my back 8 inches and you pull the knife out of my back 4 inches, we can't truly consider that progress. And so many of our people would like to consider the inches pulled, the 4 inches pulled out of our lives, meaning you may not be under Jim Crow, you may be able to sit on the back of the bus, you may now be able to drink out of whatever water fountain you want. You even have a black man in the White House and a black man that's in, as an attorney general, and black men and women that are running for public office all across America. So many of us would like to consider the 4 inches pulled out of our backs and out of our lives progress. But I'm here to tell you, on behalf of our national chairman, that you don't have progress until you have that knife completely removed from your back, and you don't have it until you're completely free. And so we give thanks for our national chairman, who is making the commission of his teaching, his mentor, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, known throughout the hills and smells of North America, and known throughout the world. And if you don't know him, get to know him fast in your cities. Get to know him fast in your cities. I'm talking about the warrior lawyer, the attorney at war, a 5-star general, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And to all my family, we are appreciative for you tuning in tonight and being with us. And we apologize for the difficulties that we had coming to you. Normally we come to you on a regular schedule, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, hoping to fill in on our Tuesdays and our Thursdays and Fridays and all of that. And so we apologize for missing a day on Monday, but we're right back at you on Wednesday. And so our national chairman, who normally addresses us on Monday nights, that is the night where you can hear for yourself if you have never heard from him. That black man that is standing up and representing for our people. You can hear live right here on this radio station, this radio broadcast. You can hear our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, every Monday night, as on most Monday nights, he takes time to answer your questions. Now, I don't know of a leader who consistently, week after week, subjects himself, and I'm talking about an international leader. I don't know of an international leader that week after week subjects himself. And I'm not saying that in a negative sense. I'm saying that because I know how some of our people are. Some of us are so silly and so at times disrespectful even. And that's just the way some of us are. Many of us are not like that. But this brother is willing to be a brother and to sit down and to answer whatever question that we have, whatever issue that we have on our minds, whatever confusion that we have in our brains, whatever misunderstanding there is that has popped up. This brother, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, he is willing to answer your questions Monday nights, right here on this radio broadcast at 8 p.m. And normally, our national chairman is there to answer your calls. And I'm sure by the next time that he comes on this radio broadcast, he will answer your calls again, live Q&A. Just a feather for your cap. But he wants to make the mission of the new Black Panther Party known. And he wants to clear up any of the misconceptions that are out there about us and to make it known to the world what our true aim and our true purpose is, why it is that we are laboring amongst you in the fashion that we're laboring amongst you and what it is that we hope to accomplish and really what we're organizing to accomplish. This is what it's one of our national chairman's greatest desires, that you, black man and black woman, understand what it is that we're doing and that you understand what it is where your place is in this movement. We are working to build a broad-based movement that will attract every black man and black woman from every sector of the community and our nation that is willing to do something for self and be self-determined and to wipe off and to shake off the dust and the muck and the mud of slavery and institutionalized racism, and that you're willing to be made into a new man and a new woman and to be revolutionized here in the hills of North America and across the world and be something different than an old Tom Coon buffoon. And old Uncle Ruckus in 2011. And so our national chairman thought it best that we give to you his lectures, that when he's not here, when he's not present, that you can still hear from him yourself and that you can still understand what it is that he's driving at and what it is that our party is driving at and our organizers are driving at so that you can see yourself in it. Make no mistake about it. Everything that we do is designed to help you to see yourself in it, the black man and black woman. You should see yourself in this. And so you will be confronted with media propaganda and sly and lies and slick and sly tricks and traps by the enemy to keep you away from us as they lied and had slick traps to keep you away from Robert Williams and the Deacons for Defense, and keep you away from Huey P. Newton and the Black Panther Party, and keep you away from Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, and to keep you away from Drew Ali and the Morris Science Temple, and keep you away from Marcus Garvey and the UNIA. Our enemy has never told the truth about those who have some good for you and have a lot of good things to do. And so it is the same in 2011. So we ask that you sit tight and that you buckle your seat belts. And that, as our Black Power generals say, that if the cabin comes depressurized, there'll be some oxygen masks that will come down, and you will be able to revive yourself and to put that mask securely around yourself and the person next to you so that you can survive, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. We don't intend to make it easy for our oppressors and our open enemies and our hidden enemies. We don't intend to make it easy for you. We intend to give you a bumpy ride every step of the way. It has been a bumpy ride for Black people for the last 400 years, 400 plus years. And so now we turn the table on those who turn the table on us, and turn the table on the red man, and turn the table on the yellow man, and turn the table even on the brown man, but in specific, turn the table on us. We intend to make it a bumpy ride, buddy. And it's going to be a bumpy ride with truth, with justice, and with freedom for our people. The more we build our nation, the more we tear down falsehood. And so the first lecture that the chairman wanted to load up in the chamber and to fire at your beautiful black minds and to crush the stronghold of white supremacy in you and I is his address, his timely address that he gave and at the Hands Off Africa rally. The Hands Off Africa rally. And so we'll go right into that, and then we'll come back, and then we'll reload, and we'll fire off again. Black Power.
Oh, 60 cities.
all of us will rally and attack this problem on our national and international day of action and unity. But today, we have to fight. Gird up your loins, college students. Gird up your loins, young black man and black woman, for the hour of war is at hand. And we say again, as we leave you, hands up! Africa. Hands up. Africa. Black power. Black power. Black power. Thank you very much.
And black power, black power. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. If you are confused. If you are confused about what it is that we stand for and what it is that the national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, is trying to get across, you will be clear by tonight, by the end of the night. That was from our, well, it wasn't ours, we were there, part of the invited guests there at the Hands Off Africa rally in Harlem, New York, and as one who was there on the ground, I can tell you this, that the spirit for liberation and the spirit for freedom fighting and the spirit for self-determination, it is alive and well in the people. Let nobody tell you that our people don't want to be free. Let nobody tell you that our people don't want to stand up and do something for self and have something of that they can call their own. Let nobody tell you, as you could clearly hear right there in Harlem, New York, and as we say, Harlem, New York, Harlem, you can hear it in their voice. They're ready for change. And on that day, the keynote speaker was Minister Louis Farrakhan, the national and international representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He gave a message that was right on time, same, right about self-determination and defending Africa and defending our culture. We got to be able to speak the same voice and to fight in the same fight. Bottom line, black man and black woman, it's going to be an uphill road. We're in this thing. We've been here for over 400 years, and they haven't given us a thing yet. Some of us are still waiting on white people to give us something. You waiting on some of these times to give you something. They're not going to give us anything. You're wasting your time waiting to be given something, and that is even word to our reparations movement that is out there. Some of us think we're going to be given something. No, brother and sister, we're not going to be given anything. Power concedes nothing without a demand. We have to organize. We have to pull our resources, time, our physical resources, our mental resources, our spiritual and even emotional resources, to be able to accomplish some goals in the community. And that also includes your blood, your sweat, and your tears. That includes our sacrifice. That includes our trials, our ups and our downs. That includes us being willing to go the extra mile. The New Black Panther Party, we want to push to go the extra mile. Because if we do the same thing over and over again, we're going to get the same old result. I know some of you out there have to be tired of picketing and marching and singing and protesting and holding a sign and doing this and doing that. I mean, all of that is, it has a point, but there's those of you out there that you want to see some concrete change, some solution. And as Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and our national chairman today tell you, hell, revolution is the only solution, the only way. And even the Honorable Comrade Huey P. Newton said the same thing, that the only way that you're going to get free and to be able to have the kind of vision and life experience that you want to have black man and black woman, you must organize and fight for that, whether it be a positive self-image, whether it be self-esteem, whether it be our cultural values and our true history and herstory, whether it be African-centered schools or dress and fashion, whether it be better health care with natural practice and alternative practice and medicines that don't kill us and take us away from here. All of that will have to be fought for. All of that's going to have to be involved in struggle. All of that. And there are different levels of struggle. But all of that will have to be considered in your struggle and in your plight for liberation. And all of that is a part of our liberation. If we're looking to get free, you got to already know it's not going to be an overnight thing. I'm here to tell you and teach you, revolution is not an event. It is a process. Revolution is not an event. Revolution is a process. And I do want to say, while I'm on the line in the radio with us now, with us right now, I do want to say there is some propaganda going around that the New Black Panther Party has endorsed this Occupy Wall Street movement. And I do want to say to the media and those that are bloggers and writers, and just for your general information, that the New Black Panther Party has not and does not officially endorse Occupy Wall Street. Now, certainly, we're not here to really say much about it at all. As the scripture says, that when Satan is casting out Satan, how can the kingdom stand? We see it in the light of the way that we saw it as a party in the 60s. You saw the hippies. The hippies were out there and protesting and chatting and saying what they had to say. But at the end of the day, we still had a duty and an obligation to secure the needs of our community and secure the wants and the aspirations of our community. And so it is the same in 2011. We are interested in organizing for our people. Now, some of you say, what about everybody else? What about this? What about that? And I'm here to tell you that everybody else is not experiencing the kind of experience that the black man and black woman have in North America. Sure, and certainly there is struggle of all different levels and all different ethnic backgrounds. But no people can say that they share in the experience in the hells and smells of North America like we experience. You just can't say that. And so we have a unique situation. And we have a situation that requires our full attention. It requires our full effort, and it requires us to be unapologetic about working for our people. The New Black Panther Party, we make no apology for working on the behalf of our people and being consistent for working for our people. We make no apology for caring and giving a damn about our people when most of the city governments, local authorities, and otherwise have given up on our community. I think that it's a shame that in most of these cities that you go in, and as we travel a lot, that most of these local authorities and governments and those that are in leadership, they have given up on the black community. Sure, they will take a vote from you. Sure, they will use you for whatever they can certainly use you for. But when it comes to actual change or giving something of value that we can build off of, presenting something of value that we can build off of, these demons are nowhere in sight. And so it is clear that as long as they, as our national chairman said, are able to maintain their bloodsucker economy and maintain some level and standard of their capitalism. And as long as they don't have to deal with the black problem, that they can go to work and go to school and not have to deal with the black problem and deal with what it is that we have to deal with on a daily and consistent basis, then they're just fine. And so we have to do it ourselves. If we are to survive in this, if we are to have some sort of a decent future, if we are to go beyond this level of mediocrity and we're able to extend into the greatness that is in our people today and is shown in flashes of greatness and in the full fulfillment of greatness that was shown centuries ago by our people on different levels, we have to build for ourselves. There's just no way around it. There's no way around it. There's no lazy way out of this. As you hear say in the beginning, the chairman say, we're not going to be able to get out of this. You're not going to be able to pray your way out of it and sing your way out of it. And we can't chant our way out of it, you know. And that's all respect to our Rasta brothers and sisters who say, chant down Babylon. I understand what you mean, but I know that the real Rastas, they ain't talking about just chanting and humming and thinking that this Babylon is going to fall. Babylon meaning the baby London, that this baby London is going to fall. They don't mean it like that. The real Rastas, hell, know that while they chanting and, as they say, singing, they know they swinging too. Got to be some action. But first and foremost, we got to deal with ourselves. We have to deal with our own communities. And we have to deal with our own situations. And so that said, we want to prep you up now for a second half now. We want to prep you up and get you prepared now for another piece of this Black Power Pie. We might have to patent that. Some of this Black Power Pie. And I always try to, when I have you here and we are able to present the National Chairman's lectures, I always try to give you a double whammy. I always try to not leave you wanting. I know that the Harlem rally got you fired up. If you have any ounce of life in you, when you hear our national chairman talking about hands off Africa and standing up for our people, hell, I know that got to shake you up. But I want to give you a double whammy. I'll give you a 2-for-1 special since you have been so gracious and tuned in with us and got past the propaganda and got past the fakes and the snakes and, you know, you allowed yourselves to come here with your brothers and your sisters. I want to get this next lecture over to you. Now, this next lecture will come from an event that I honestly believe, I'm serious, I honestly believe that what's going on now with these Occupy Wall Street protests and these Occupy Wall Street movements and Occupy the Hood movements and Occupy Hip Hop movements and everything is being occupied, right? But I honestly believe that all of this didn't just come out of a vacuum, but that it comes from our push, our internal push here in America for a national day of action. If you can remember, sometime in the early months of May, really late March. Well, yeah, so in the early months between March and then in May, I mean, pardon me, March. Yeah, I'm right. In March, excuse me, in the early months of March, we called for what initially began as a national day of rage. Our national chairman, he was looking at what was happening with the people at that time in Egypt, as the people had taken to the square, and they were angry over the conditions that their parents found themselves in, that they said that their parents were not making enough money, they were not getting the things that were due to them, but that they were only able to barely survive. They were only able to just get enough to just make it. And so they took to the square and they began to organize and protest, and they began to organize in a fashion that began to shake the government of Egypt and the authorities of Egypt to its core, ultimately organizing so much to the point to where they even had to at times clash with the local police and authorities there, but maintaining the course and holding the line, as we say. They organized to the point to where it ultimately caused the removal of a man who they felt like was, and I'm talking about the youth of Egypt, who they felt like was holding their people and their parents back from true success, and it led to his removal, Hosni Mubarak. But we honestly believe, brothers and sisters, that that started, that spirit, from what we saw on an international scale, that once it was picked up within our national chairman and he vibrated with that, that when he gave the call for a national day of action, or first a national day of rage, that that started a tidal wave in America that ultimately spawned much of what you see today in terms of an Occupy Wall Street and an Occupy Hip Hop and an Occupy the Hood, Occupy Detroit, Occupy this place and that place. It absolutely caused a tidal wave of organizing. And so even though I don't think that, you know, CBS or MSNBC, well, I know that none of those stations will give our national chairman credit or give our organization credit. I know, and you know, that that came from a call from a bold black man, our national chairman. And so what I would do now, as I get this thing to load up for us, I'll put some music on. We'll take a, I guess we'll take a brief station identification. You can go and, I guess, get you your popcorn, get your sandwich and stretch out for a bit. And we'll come back. We'll come back and get this National Day of Action, April 23rd, the first one, the very first of the movements that kicked it off, the one that started it all, coming out of Jacksonville. Shout out to Jacksonville, Brother McHale and Brother Kojo and all of the brothers and sisters that are there in Jacksonville and that held the line and held it down and made sure that our national chairman was safe and secure. This is the first one. Number one, the National Day of Action. But first, I'll drop on you and I see you on the line, so I'll pull you up. But let me drop on you first some of this dead prayers, and we'll load up in this National Dead Action. Also, take your call. This is Black Power Radio.
Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Their life was like a movie, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey. Their life was like a movie. I die, I organize. Everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially if it's jelly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind. RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really get you shook. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Bungie Bobby packing Tukey. Sitting by the door so you can say I'm acting spooky. Just like in the movie. Son, you better pack your toolie. Niggas switch, be acting fruity. You'll be cracking like they pookie. Rather smoke a doobie than be burning and eluding. Bang, bang, pig shooting. We should blame Rudy Julie. Danny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system. You a gangster wearing panties. RBG, my family from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me. Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me Little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system. We say fuck them. This is for Nahan. Mama, see, Mama, Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier, cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, young reporting in the duty.
Sticky, icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVino, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey, Donald, Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch, nigga, like the cootie.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we can do this like we fam. I go to war like the Apache for whatever. I stay ready, I learned that in Tallahassee. Baba Toon, they used to school me as a juvie. Skipping classes, never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army, they don't always show their badges. Keep your family living healthy, teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical approach is designed to get certain results, it's designed to keep you alive. It's designed to bring about victory.
Don't let anybody take your man. Be proud of our heritage. Of somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will pout. Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
All right, and Black Power. Black Power once again. And For those of you who don't know, of course, now that is our comrades, our brothers, who hope to get on the show here soon when schedule permits. Dead Prayers off of one of their latest mixtapes. And, of course, support them. Support the movement. I mean, just support the movement. Support positive hip-hop, period. I mean, daggone. So much craziness out there. I'm talking about in terms of music and what's being played in our minds, that you have to support the music and support those who are trying on some level, regardless to whether you think it's strong enough or not, that on some level they are trying to put consciousness out there. And these brothers are telling you, they study in Malcolm, Garvey, and Huey, and they study in some other things too, you know. And for all of you out there who is rapping some conscious lyrics and you are rapping revolutionary raps, and we riding with you in the new Black Panther Party, let me just tell you, we with you 100%, and we hope that you would, you know, submit the music. Make sure that you submit your music so that we can showcase you here on Black Power Radio and spread the message that everybody who is out there rapping ain't cooning. Everybody, just because you in the rap game or you in the rap biz, it don't mean that you got to be a coon. It don't mean that you got to be a buffoon. It don't mean that you have to get on TV and kiss white women in the mouth and all this type of deal. You can be strong. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad used to always tell the rappers to be strong and to rap revolutionary lyrics and to put things in the music that would inspire our people to build a movement. And so it is the same. We are encouraging those of you who are out there and you have been given the talent to rap and write and recite, and you have poetry or writing skills, maybe you can produce movies, you're good with electronics and video, let's display it. Let's build a national ministry of information and inspiration that will empower our people. Let me take a call here, because I'm still trying to work with this video to get it up. I'm going to get it up for you. But I'll take a call, and I'll take other calls as we are stretching out here on Black Power Radio. Well, I guess the caller don't want to be talked to now, so now we'll keep stretching out. It's fine. But if you are interested in that, then you make sure that you email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com and give what you can, submit what you can, whether it be poetry. We need people that are willing to submit their poetry to be a part of our newspaper. We have an international newspaper that crisscrosses this globe and crisscrosses our lives. And it is inspirational. As I said, we're fighting for positive black images, positive African images, as the images that have been shown to us have been shown with negative depiction. And they show us with bones in our noses, and they show us in poor conditions. We have to fight now for positive male and female images. And so as we do this, we will be petitioning your help, and we will be petitioning your support, and we will be asking those of you who have talents to begin to pull your talent so that the people can see you, so that we can know that everybody out there hasn't sold out, but that there's still a level of hope out there and a level of consciousness out there, and that we can really begin to display the talent that is amongst our people. That is what is most important. And so as I cue this up now, because I have gotten it up for us, the April 23rd lecture that was presented by our national chairman, and of course, We want to start making these available for you. For those of you who have been asking, where are the DVDs? How can I get the latest lecture of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz? We want to begin. We're going to begin to make these available for you so that you can have them in your home. This man has been speaking for years, not only on college campuses, but I'm talking about within the actual, on the streets, on the ground. Man has dealt with all kinds of brothers and sisters from all different levels of life, and he's anxious to help build this mission and build this movement. We are seeking now to add 5,000 more members to the new Black Panther Party, and I know that that makes the enemy shake and quake and pee in your pants at nighttime, but it's all right. We got to do what we got to do. Let me go off into this April 23rd. This is the first lecture that was given in the series of the National Day of Action. This comes live from Jacksonville, Florida. This is Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
We are so stubborn. We are so stiff-necked. We are so rebellious. The four winds on us, and the winds are blowing right now.
Yes, they are.
It's the wind of incarceration.
That's right.
You don't want to do right? A white man gonna lock us all up.
Oh my God!
Look at the wind blowing.
Oh no! Don't talk to me.
Oh yeah, the murder rate has gone down in many cities.
Have mercy.
Oh yeah, the robbery rate has gone down in many cities, and that's due to a lot of community work. But it's also due to the wrath of the wind of Satan.
That's right.
That have come down with his crack cocaine.
Okay.
Have come down with his guns that he brings into the black community. Have come down with the way he fixes the laws in the courthouse when a white youth gets ready to go to jail. For the same time, he needs community service and the black kid gets 20 years. God damn it, somebody gonna stand up and confront this man. Worship is the same God we worship.
Now start a fight with me.
Hold up.
say I hope that all of those inside of the Nation of Islam, whether they big or not so big, they should all come together and sit down and settle a peace treaty. A peace treaty between the Nation of Islam and the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And where they disagree, let Allah decide. We must have unity. Stop the divisions inside the Black Panther. Somebody saying I'm original Black Panther. I was with Huey P. Newton. Another man saying I'm new Black Panther Party. I'm with Khalid Muhammad and Malik Zulu Shabazz. All of them types. Shut up.
Come on now, come on. Shut up.
The Black Panther motto and symbol is all power to the people. We are in 60 cities today saying the power really is not with Malik Zulu Shabazz. The power is really not with Khalid Muhammad. The power is not necessarily with Huey P. Newton. The power is in the people. The same power that set me in motion is the same power in you. The same power that brought me in here. It brought me through security and harassment by transportation authorities and harassment by the mayor. Harassed by the Anti-Defamation League and brought me here still strong, ain't worried nothing about this devil. I don't give this devil no. He don't make me lose that 1 hour of sleep. But I'm here to tell you that the same power that is in me is in you. The same power that is in Minister Louis Farrakhan is in you. The same power that everyone you think is great, if you're a rapper, the same power that is in Lil Wayne is in you. God ain't shortchanged none of us. Black power, and all power to the people. Look, we are here not for no one day. Our mission statement, it says here, where serious problems exist in the Black or African community, nationally and worldwide, having been duly considered, these pressing and urgent issues include. This is what we're talking about here, and this is what everybody's fighting around. And this is what we want to build a nationwide movement around in unity and attack these problems. And if we can't solve them, then we'll unite for a nation of our own. Did you hear what I said? I say we will fight for survival, we will fight to get every right, fight for justice, fight for our children, fight for our, against these budget cuts, fight against this police brutality, fight against this ignorance, and if we can't get it, then we're going to be like the children of Israel, we're going to step out of here to our hands. But in the meanwhile, I can't say we're going to a land of our own and you're suffering right here on the streets of Jacksonville. Suffering every day. We must have a movement of power amongst our people, and power concedes nothing. but you voided your contract. Because you didn't fulfill half of your bargain.
No, he
didn't. You didn't do your half. You were given a message by God, given inspiration by God, given the high and exalted position as being chosen of God. But if you violate your terms of the contract, attorney Shabazz talking. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you violate the terms of your contract, your half of the agreement, as I heard it told to me, God ain't got to hang out with you forever. He will leave us on the dustbin of history, and we will be wondering, oh, what I could have done with that. Every black man right now who is advancing in age, take charge right now. Don't live your life wondering what you would have did and what you could have did with the years that gone by. Take charge, black man. I know the world is hard on the black man. I know the economy is hard on the black man. I know your baby mama is hard on the black man.
Take
charge, black man.
Get out of my
God is with you. Don't let Satan get you down. Don't let Satan get you down. We must end the apathy and drive hard and work hard, work hard, hard, hard. The Chinese are working hard. The Indians over there in India are working hard. The black man and the black woman, we must be known as a hard-working people at whatever we're working at. Black power, it's time to sweat. I'd be damn near willing to say, cast down your buckets where you are and stand up. Our problems, we say, are racist. Now, maybe I'm too paranoid. Maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe there's something wrong with me. But how many of you in Jacksonville or in the town that you're watching, how many of you say that racism is a problem in your state or in this country? Raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
Raise how many say racism is still a problem?
There it is.
But we say white racism and white supremacy. The white man is controlling in these counties and cities. He's controlling the power, and he's not giving up the power. And we're going to have to fight to get the power.
Fight, brother.
Jacksonville is 35% black.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If it's 35% black, I want to know it's 35% of the power in the hands of black people.
Yes, sir.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
It's 35% of the money and the budget and the contracts that are cut. Are they going directly to benefit the black community?
Yes, sir.
Then that's got to be the goal. It's 35% of the political seats being manned by black people. Do we have 35% of the power?
We don't have to.
In this city? Do you want it? Are you willing to fight to get it? This mayor can't do nothing with us. If we're united, we'll drive him from office.
Oh, don't be scared.
Remember, I'm doing the talking. We'll drive him from office. This police chief cannot have Rutherford, cannot have a police force that shoots down unarmed black men and chokes black men and kills black people and remain police chief. If we stand up and rise up, the police can't even police this. We can't police this if you don't cooperate. We want justice. And as I said, we want justice or else. Or else what? I'll get to that. But I'm telling you this. We are going to put a stop to police strangling and killing black people.
I'm talking about. You do your research.
Y'all don't hit it, man. Y'all don't hit it, man.
You better listen.
I'm telling you what we have to come, that whatever we have to, what we are. Because this day of action, right here, right now, that is going on in 60 cities, it's just day one. Got that day two? Day two is June 25th, 2011. We'll be black again, stronger.
June 24th.
And in the meanwhile, everybody that's working on this program, we're going to sit down at the table.
That's right.
We're going to sit down in the room, and we're going to map out this struggle, and we're going to make some progress. They say our problems are violence and self-genocide. That breeze feels good. We're ready to rock now. Violence and self-genocide. How many believe that violence and self-genocide, the killing of each other, the disrespect of each other, the murder of each other, the robbery of each other, must come to an end? Put your black fist in the air. It's 2011. It's 2011. That's played out. Black people killing black people. We got to fight it. And I'm giving shout out to Newark, New Jersey right now on the Anti-Violence Coalition. We have been on the streets of Newark, New Jersey for 80 straight weeks against the violence. They're at the state capitol in Newark right now. They've been out on the street 80 weeks. Let me tell you this. Our youth who are in trouble need mothers. They need fathers.
Right.
That's the first thing they need. Before you can talk about school, before you can point your finger at the city, we got to look and say, am I taking care of my daughter? Am I looking after my son? Am I guiding my teenage? And I'm telling you, make today, April 23rd, a day, even if you haven't done it in the past. Go after your son, black man. Go after your daughter, black man. I don't care how whack your baby mama is.
Come on now, say it.
You hear what I'm saying? If she whack. If she whack, but she might be. I say that because I think the black man is getting a raw deal. I watch CNN and they make every black man say like he won't pay his child support.
That's right.
Every black man act like he's derelict in his responsibility. But I'm here to say to the world and to bear witness that there are great black fathers out here.
Yeah.
Black fathers that are standing up strong. Black fathers that want to see their kids. And sometimes you, black woman, as great as you are being used by the white man against the fathers of your children. Acting like automatic, systematic, remote control, and the white man using you, black woman, against your own black man and his children. Stop it, black woman. We love you and we honor you. We don't use your babies against the father of their children.
That's
fine. Beyond all that, hell, let's just get married. Amen.
Amen.
That probably stop at least part of that problem. You know you're gonna fuss and fight when you get married.
That's right.
Black power.
White power.
Look. Every dime in this budget, our youth need programs. Our youth need recreation centers. Our youth need mentors. Non-profit organizations in this city and many other cities, they need resources. They deserve resources to be able to mentor and educate and put money into programs to help these youth. You can't come to these youth and just say stop the violence and think something's going to happen. They're going back to dysfunctional homes. They're going back to problems at home, problems in the streets. It's not our fault that our youth are in this condition. We're coming up out of slavery. We're coming up off the cross. We're coming up out of being crucified. We deserve every dime in this budget to go to help our people. Everything they got here was gotten on the backs of slaves. Everything in Richmond, these plantation mansions and these buildings in this city, they got it from ripping off black people. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
using them for nothing. We got to take what's ours.
Right.
Our problems that we organize, poor health and health care, speaks for itself. Poor health and health care. If I got one word to say on that to everybody right now, you don't need us to do this for you. Stop eating them chitlins.
Behind.
When a woman knows they
Black Power. Black Power, my family, Black Power. And so there is no one that can make it plainer. None can make it plain like our national chairman. And he has definitely done his job in making it plain on what it is that we must do for self-determination and self-survival. Again, that was the National Day of Action, April the 23rd. And we have successfully put on three National Days of Action, and we are planning and plotting and organizing for our next one coming up, and when we're going to mobilize across over 40 cities in America and internationally. And so for you brothers and sisters who, you know, are straggling the fence or you have not yet committed yourself to getting involved in the people's, as they call it, the people's proletariat struggle for liberation, or really the poor man and poor woman's struggle for liberation and self-determination. And when I say poor, I'm not talking finance. I'm just saying that we're in the hells and smells of North America, deaf, dumb, and blind, and lost from our original names, language, culture, folkways, and fourways. And so we need your information, your inspiration, and we need your unity. So join with us, the New Black Panther Party. You can sign up to be a part of this organization through our email at either National Day of Action at yahoo.com or NDPPHQ at yahoo.com. The staff will get back with you and get you registered where you are in your cities to develop a movement for Black Power and inspiration, and to pick up our war-torn cities that have had the life sucked out of them. And now we're looking for some hope in the sky when the salvation that will come to us is within our own selves. And so, my brothers and sisters, it has been my honor and my privilege to be able to serve you tonight. Two strong heavy hitters, two powerful, inspirational words of encouragement, and that which comes from our national chairman. And we hope that you would stay tuned with us here on Black Power Radio as we continue to push forward and to push on and to make the commission of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad known in every way, shape, form, or fashion humanly possible, and that we expand on the base that he laid and the base that was laid in the late 80s and the base that was laid by the Panthers of the 60s and before, by the base that all our freedom fighters laid. And so do what you got to do and do your part in today's time. Don't be a coward and don't be a punk and don't punk out on your destiny. Answer the call of destiny and let's do what we got to do. Roll up our sleeves in our cities and overthrow the oppressive conditions that are heaped on our people on a daily and consistent basis. Until next time, I'm your brother, Sean Kwali, saying that the call is Black Power for Black People. And if Black people are not free, nobody's free. Black Power.